What's next?
Okay, Chefra. So we are talking about the sugya of Shehiyah and Hachazara. And if you remember, the Mishnah says that you need Garuf and Katum when it comes to Gefes and Eitzim. But there is a question in the Gemara, how we understand the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, I need Garuf and Katum, is that talking about Hachazara? And consequently, Shehiyah does not need Garuf and Katum at all because I follow Hananya. Or does that mean that even Shehiyah needs Garuf and Katum? Right? That's the question in the Gemara. The Gemara brings a bunch of rayas. All of the rayas seem to go in the direction of Lishos Tnan, which means that even Shehiyah requires Garuf and Katum. Yet the Gemara kind of stands on its head to explain the Mishnah according to the opinion that Lahat there. Right? So that was the issue that the Taptosis addressed. And the Taptosis says that the reason why the Gemara is standing on its head is because we paskin like Hananya. Right? In other words, lahalacha, according to Taisvis, we follow Hananya, which means lahachzir tnan, and Shehiyah is mutter as long as it's macho ben drusoi without garuf and katan. That's the shita of the Bali Hatosis. The shita of the Rif and the Rambam is that we do not paskin like Hananya, which means that you can only do Shehiyah if the food is fully cooked, and the way Shulchan Aruch says it is that it has to be mitztamek v'ralo. So I cannot leave food on an open fire, according to the Rif and the Rambam, according to Chachmei Sfarad, I can't leave food on an open fire basically in any situation. Okay. That's the basic overview, and Shulchan Aruch in Reish Nun Gimel, Se'if Aleph, has two opinions. The Ramah says that the minhag is like the second opinion, which is the opinion of Taisvis, that that Shehiyah is mutter once it's macho ben drusai. You don't need garuf and katum for Shehiyah. That is that point. Next, if you remember, the Gemara had a line in the middle, where the Gemara says that when I allow hachazara, I only allow hachazara al gabav, not hachazara letocho. Right? So I only allow hachazara on top, not inside the oven. Why would that be? So we pointed out that Rashi has a very easy explanation, because Rashi understands like our entire perek is about hatmana also. So therefore, if it's hachzara latocho, that's going to be hatmana in the sense of hatmana b'miksas, the pot is touching the coals at the bottom, right? Look at our discussion about crockpots. That's basically the way Rashi learns the Gemara. We were bothered, how come hachzara latocho is going to be usser if you say that hatmana b'miksas is mutter? Or if you say that we're not talking about Hatman at all, we're talking about just Hachazara. So why would there be a difference between Hachazara al-Gabav and Hachazara Latocho? So everyone says, oh, well, there's more heat Latocho than there is al-Gabav. And we said, like, so what? Right? What difference does it make if there's more heat? So that Kasha we spoke about last time. And the answer to this Kasha seems to be that the answer to the kasha seems to be based on a machlokas harishonim about what grufa uketuma means. Right? Does grufa uketuma mean that you have to remove all of the coals, or is it enough to push the coals to the side? Now, if I have to remove all the coals, so on a fundamental level, there should be no real difference between tocha and al-gaba. Although, on a practical level, if you're inside the oven, it's going to be harder to remove all the coals. So you might not get there. And if the idea is, though, that you only have to remove some of the coals, so then it makes sense, because usually when I do grufa, I remove some of the coals, and therefore it's not so hot, and therefore there's less of a concern, sham yichata. But by a tanor, or by a kira l'tocha, so then if I remove only some of the coals, it's going to be so hot that the concern of sham yichata still exists. That's basically the Gemara when it distinguishes between hachazara is only mutar al gabah, if not l'tocha. The explanation seems to be based on the shitos, the reason why hachzara tocha is more of a problem is because you are not removing all the coals. Either practically speaking, it's harder to get them all out, and as a matter of halacha, you have to get them all out, or, right, you never have to get them all out, but because there is so much heat, there is a concern of shami yichata. Usually, moving them over to the side shows that I don't really care about it that much. I don't care that it's so hot. So therefore, I'm not worried that you're going to stoke the coals. Because you move it to the side, it's not that hot. But by a kira l'tocho, so it's very hot, so there still is a concern of shami yichata. This is the part of the shir that we did not give last time. So far, so good?
It just asked a question. I mean, you're pointing out there's two shittos about what it means to make our button versus to move everything out. The second is to move things to the side, and then you, I
Correct.
mean, what you were saying were those are problem. One problem for each approach is that metzias, so to speak, for getting all of them out versus shemini chata for
I
second.
mean, well, metzius that you won't get them all out, and consequently, there still is a concern of shemayachata. Like, if I don't get them all out, according to the
You
opinion
don't
that I
want to
have
keep
to
out
get them
of
all out, if I don't get them all out, there is a concern of shemayachata because there are some who
the
remain.
snacker, but.
Right, exactly, because practically speaking, I won't get them all out because it's just hard. It's inside. So I want to go over this last bit of Gemara, which is the raya that the Rishonim have for how we paskin, and then we'll try to bring this down to halacha lemaisa, as best as we can. So first wide line. Ibayilahu, mahu lismoch ba. Right? The Gemara is a shayla. Again, the correct use is probably lah na ba, but can you do smicha in the sense of you have the pot near the kira? Tocha v'gabas aser v'lismoch shaper dami oduma loshna. Right? What's the halacha about lismoch? So the Gemara brings a raya. You have shtei kiras hamasimos, achas gufa k'tuma, ma'ash ina gufa k'tuma. You have two ovens or two range tops next to each other. One is garfu katum and the other isn't. Mashna gabi grufu katum ve'af al gav dekasal kli havla mi'idach. Right? I can do shehiyah on the garfu and katum even though the heat is coming from the other, etc. The Gemara says, no, doma shayni hasan dekirin midula shalat ba'avira. Let's just explain this. The idea of smicha, the Gemara's question is, can I do smicha to an oven that is not garf and katan? Do I have to be nervous that because the inside of the oven is not garf and katan, therefore putting food on the outside is also problematic? So the Gemara brings a raya from a case of I have shtei kiros hamasimos, I have two range tops, let's say, and they're right next to each other. One is garf and katan, the other isn't. So I'm allowed to do whatever I want in the garf and katan one. There's going to be heat coming from the anal garfa one. So that is very similar to smicha. Right? Smicha means I have something anal garfa. And now I'm putting my pot outside of the anal garfa. When I have two pots, so I have two ovens next to each other. One is garfa and katam and the other isn't. So I'm putting my pot on the garfa and katam one, but the other one is not garfa and katam. And we see it's mutter. So that should be the same as smicha. Let me let this sink in. We're good?
When we say like Kira, putting oven pot, what?
Kira is a oven. It's a type of oven that there are two pots that can go in it, a lower pot and a higher pot.
But is that a good rye?
Explain.
Meaning like they're two separate entities. It's not, so are they attached by a wall or something?
So in the case of the Kira, there is a wall that separates it. In the case of the Shtei Kiros Hamas Imos, there's not really a wall that separates them.
I mean, the thing that you would theoretically be interested in doing is totally enclosed in the thing that is not perfect. No?
In which case?
I mean, let's say I have
two ovens like, next to each other. Right.
So, presumably the concern is, like, Shemi Hata or whatever, it's not perfect. But if you have an oven already that's not, you have two ovens. You have an oven already that is already garlic, that's the first of all you put in that. But second of all, it's like completely enclosed from the other.
So the Gemara answers, right? Dilma shiny hasam came in the midly shalit ba'avira. The Gemara says that you cannot compare the case of the shtei kiros to the case of smicha, because in the case of shtei kiros, the pot is elevated. So therefore, avir gets there, as opposed to the case of smicha, where I have my oven, and inside the oven, it's not garf and katum. Outside of it, it is not exposed to the air. So maybe I'm makel on the case of shtei kiros, because one of them, because it's exposed to the air. And that's my reason why I'm makel. And since it's exposed to the air, so the heat does not transfer to the other pot. But when I have my kira, which is not garf and katum, so it's going to be super hot, and it's not exposed to the air, so that intense heat is going to carry over, and maybe smicha should be asur. Next piece of the Gemara, Tashma. The Amarev Safra, Amarev Chia, Katma v'nislabsa, somchen la, umekaymin aleha, v'not lemimena, umachazirin la. Shmamina lismachnami, katma in, lo katma lo. Right? It says in this statement of Rav Safra that if you did katima and then it reignites, remember, katma means you just put ashes on top of the coals, and then it reignites. So in that case, you can do smicha. That's what it says. Katma v'nislabsa, you can do smicha. Right? So the Gemara says, we see from here that it's only mutter because it was katma. It's only mutter because I already did the katima. That would sound like smicha is usur without katima. Right? That's the Gemara's raya. It happens that katma v'nislab, so the halacha treats it like full-fledged katima. Once I did that maisa of katima, we're good. But Zakti Gemara, I have a proof from this case that smicha is only mutter when it's ketuma. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Shmamina lismoch nami, katma in, lo katma lo. So Gemara tried to deflect this proof. Ula tameich, notlen mimena diktani, katma in, lo katma lo. Right? It says in the Brisa, notlen mimena umachzirin. So what do you mean? Notlin means you take the pot off. Why would taking the pot off, why would katma matter if we're talking about taking the pot off? Right? You bring it right from smicha, which is one word in that statement of Reb Chiya. But there's another word called notlin. What relevance is there between katma and notlin? Ella, tana notlin mishum achzirin. Hachanami tana somchen mishum mekaymen. And so the Gemara says, maybe the word is lav dafka. Right? Notlin isn't a halachically significant word. It's just there because tana notlin mishum achzirin. So similarly, once I say that one word in this statement of Reb Chiya is not halachically significant, so I could say tana somchen mishum mekaymen. I could say the word smicha is not a halachically significant word. And therefore, you have no proof. Right? The Gemara wanted to prove from this statement of Reb Chiya that you need ketima in order to do smicha. Zokligmar, there's no proof. Because the word notlin is in this statement of Reb Chiya, whatever it is. And the word notlin obviously doesn't require smicha, doesn't require ketima. You don't have to put ashes on the coals in order to take the pot off. Elamai, it's an extra word. Okay, so if notlin is an extra word, so then we could say that somkin's an extra word. So the Gemara says, no. Hachi hashta. Hasam notlin machzirin b'chad makam hu. Tana notlin mishum machzirin. Elohacha, somkin b'chad makam hu, u'mekaimin b'chad makam hu. Right, Zach the Gemara, that you could say that the word notlin is an unnecessary extra word in the statement of Reb Chiya, because notlin is in the same location as machazirin. You take it off, you put it back, but they're both over here. X marks the spot. They're both here. But somchin and mekaimin are two different locations. Smicha is outside of the oven. Mekaimin is on the oven. So I can only say that the word is extraneous when I'm talking about things which are in the same place. I could say tana notlin atu machzirin. But I can't say tana somchin atu mekaimin, because somchin is in one place and mekaimin is in another place. So at this point in the Gemara, what's the halacha of smicha? Is smicha mutter by ena grufa v'ena ketuma or not?
It sounds like not.
It sounds like smicha is only permitted if it is grufa ketuma, right? That's what it says. So it seems like the Gemara came to a conclusion. Next words in the Gemara, my heavy Allah. Right? So this is already weirdly. Like this part we didn't do last time, but we'll talk about it now because it's going to somewhat help our conversation. Like my heavy Allah. So what's the resolution to this question? Right, we have a question about whether smicha is mutter or not. Ma hevi Allah, what's the resolution? Tashma, kiri shisikua begefes ubeitzim, somchin la ve'in mekaimin ela imkain grufa uketuma. Right? Meaning, we have a braisa that says that smicha is mutter even though it's not grufa uketuma. Right? It says kira that has gefes and eitzim, you can do smicha. But mekaimin, which means shehiya, requires grufa uketuma. So this is just something to inhale on and hold for a minute. But at first, the Gemara sounded like smicha requires grufa uktuma. Then the Gemara says, my heavy Allah. And the Gemara sounds like it's saying, smicha does not require grufa uktuma.
How does this reflect back on the machlokas before with the Mishnah and the Rana to have a read the Gemara about Shehiyah? Meaning it sounds like it would be against Hananya.
Okay, good. So, elaborate on what you're asking.
Meaning, if the whole machlokas had a make the Gemara work, even though it doesn't work, right? When we're not talking about Shehiyah or Hazara, when we're not both Shehiyah and Hazara require it, or does Hazara and Shehiyah wouldn't require it?
Right.
So at least, right, says that we need to, and then we're backwards with the Gemara because you pass on Kanaya.
Correct.
Which means that you can do Shehiya as long as it's a third, a half, whatever cook. If it's not Baruch HaKatzim. But this sounds like when at Sarah you say that Kaiman needs Baruch HaKatzim, it sounds like Shehiya needs it and be against Hananya.
Oh, okay. So this is exactly the Rif's Raya that I do not pass on Hananya. Right. So again, so one point that we highlighted in the Gemara is that the Gemara seems to contradict itself in two lines about what the halach of smicha is. That's one issue. And then the other issue, which we'll talk about a little more in a few minutes, is that this Gemara seems to go against Hananya. Right? Because the Gemara says, Somchin is permitted when it's not Garf and Katam, and Mekayimin is only if it is Garf and Katam. So Zokt Tosfis, Mahu Lismoch. So Tosfos writes, Be'ena Grufa Kabaya. Right, the Gemara is raising this question when it's not grufa. The imas nisim lahashos then kabay lahashos ulahachzir. If the Mishnah said that shekia requires garuf and katam, so the question of the Gemara is smicha, both by shekia and by hachazara. Right, since it's outside of the oven, so we have a question, maybe you do not need garf ukatam in this case. Right, if the Mishnah is lahashos tnan, that means that the Mishnah is against Hananya. So what's the shayla in the Gemara about smicha? So the Gemara's question is, can I do shehiya b'smicha? And can I do hachazara b'smicha? Shehiya b'smicha means that from Erev Shabbos, I have the pot next to the...
Not even
macho ben drusa. Well, again, if the Mishnah is shehlish hostnan, so then macho ben drusa is not a meaningful category. Right? Macho ben drusa is only a relevant category. If the Mishnah is lahachzir tznan, then shehiya is only mutter when it's macho ben drusa. But if the Mishnah is lishos tznan, so then you didn't, then shehi is going to be usser unless it's grufa ktuma, no matter what. But the point is, if the Mishnah is lishos tznan, that means you need grufa ktuma. But I have now a kira that's not grufa ktuma. Can I be mash hedapat next to that kira? And it's the same question, can I be machazir, the pat, next to the kira? Now, we want to know, what's the status of this area next to the kira? The ila hachzir tznan, right? If we are following the opinion of lahachzir, vishari lahashos afilu tocha vigaba, boi lahachzir ulahashos hecha she'ena mavusho kamacho ben drusai. If the Mishnah is saying lahachzir tznan, which means that shehiya is a mutter even though it's not garif and katam, so our question is hachazara permitted outside? Is hachazara permitted b'samach? And our question also is shehiya permitted when it's not yet ma'icho ben drusai? Right? So the way Tosis is saying this is that the Gemara's question about smicha, Taisus is saying this question is true even if you pass in like Hananya. Even if you hold lahachzir tznan, we have a question about shehiya b'smicha. Or we have a quest, right, shehiya in the sense of shehiya when the food is not yet ma'icho ben drusai. Or we have a question of hachazara b'smicha. So Tosfos is consistent with what he said at the top of the page, that we pass in like Hananya, and therefore Tosfos has to interpret our Gemara aliba de Hananya. We're good. Now, the problem is, like you raised, it says in mekayimin unless it's grufo ktuma. That sounds fairish against Hananya. We'll have to talk about that in a minute. Like Tosis defended the earlier part of the Gemara. Right? The Gemara had a question of is smicha mutter, is smicha aser? That question itself would sound like we paskin lishos tnan. Zafaisis, even if you hold lahapsir tnan, we have the same question. Now we could see the riff and the ram. Okay, so in my riff, it's on Tesayin number Aleph, four lines in the top. Tesayin number Bedape HaRiff, four lines in the top. It says Vishaklin and Vitarinon. Again, I have the old print of the riff. If you have the same print?
You said it was
Tesayin Amr Aleph, Bedape Riff, and it begins with the words Vishaklin and Vitarinon. It looks like Sophia doesn't have the place yet. We're patient. It's okay. No, in the riff. Rabbi Isaac Alfasi, who didn't live in Fez. Okay. Vishaklin and Vitarinon, right? Meaning the Gemara goes back and forth. Umaskona dilo yitin lo yishehu. Bafil lishos, igar fukotim in, ilolo. Right? The riff says the maskona is that Shehiyah also requires gar fukotim, meaning I do not pass in the Chananya. That the Gemara is Lishos Tznan. Tosfos says the Gemara is Lahachzir Tznan, and therefore Shehiyah is Mutter without Grufok Tumah. Huh?
Okay.
This, it's a little complicated to say, but again, if the Mishnah says is about Hafazara, that means Hafazara requires Grufok Tumah, but Shehiyah doesn't. The Rif says that the Maskana of the Gemara is that Shehiyah requires garfakatum, and if it's not garfakatum, not. Umistavrlam dahachi hu maskana. The Rif says it seems logical that this is the conclusion. Dahabasar deshaklinan detarinan ibayilahu mahu lismochla toch vegabahu daasav lismoch shaper dummy odilma loshna. Right after we have the whole shakla vitari, after we try to prove it from the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, "Ashayla mahu lismoch, umida amrinon tocha v'gaba hu da'aser, shaminon da'aser lishos agabe kira she'ena grufa uketuma." Right, zuck the riff, and this is the point that Tosis tried to deflect. But the riff says that the fact that the Gemara says that tocha and gaba is aser, that means that shehiya is aser because it's not grufa uketuma. Right, the Gemara says, oh, I have a shayla about smicha. Right, we have a shayla about the pot that's next to the stove. But toch and gaba is usr. So that means toch and gaba is usr. Why? Because it's not garf and katam. That means that shehiyah requires garf and katam. Right, that's what the riff says. Tosfos deflected that proof. But Tosfos says, maybe we're talking about Hachazara, not Shehiyah. But Me'eza Siba Shehi, the Rif says, I have a proof from the Gemara's question about Smicha. I have a proof that Shehiyah requires Garif and Katam against Chananya. That's proof one of the Rif. The old. And this is Michal's proof. Right, we conclude the question with my heavy Allah. Tashmak Hirshizikur begets the eighth and somkhin law, be mashin al gabe ella in kain grufo ktuma. Ugikom sha'amamu onas oshnasan na orish al pishtan daka reiki ketuma. Alma dahachin hu ilchasa. Right, the Gemara says my heavy Allah, and the conclusion is that Akira. Right? In other words, the Rif is saying that there are two Gemaras that we just read that seem to indicate that as a matter of halacha, I paskin lishos tnan, meaning I paskin against Chananya. So Tosfos paskins like Chananya, the Rif paskins against Chananya. Tosfos addressed how we could learn the Gemara's question of Mahu Lismoch, until it says, oh, we're talking maybe about smicha by hachazara, about putting the pot down, picking it up and putting it back in a smicha way. The Rif, for some reason, does not want to do that. Tosis also never addressed the second of the Rif's proofs, which Michal is saying, yeah, that's the more obvious one. Why does Tosis not address that at all? But he didn't. Now we could read the Ran. Umenolon dahachi humaskana. Right, you see the words umenolon is big words. So umenolon dahachi humaskana. The baser de shaklin v'tarin and bayila and maolisma, etc. Zok the Ran. Harav apasi zal maybe rayos halol l'siyul amilsei de kaiman lishos nana. Vafil b'shehi abay gar fakatim. Right, the Rif brings proofs to show that Shehiyah also requires Gor Fakatim. V'hacholkim alav dachu kora yosav. Those who disagree reject every one of his proofs. V'ani echtov al ko achas v'achas taimo sharev apasi v'tam hacholkim alav. Right, this is an awesome thing. He says, in each proof that the Rif gives, I'll tell you what the Rif meant with his proof, and those who reject the Rif, how they reject that proof. So this is like an awesome synopsis.
Didn't we just say Tosos doesn't address?
Tosos doesn't address the second one.
But he says, oh, everyone who was...
Wait. No, the Ran is going to address something that Tosos didn't address. That's legit. Maybe the Ran is also a regional. He's later than Tosos.
No, I'm saying the formulation is
like... He doesn't say Tosos. He doesn't use the word Tosos. He says, I am going to write the Rif's explanation and the explanation of those who disagree with the Rif. Right? He doesn't use the word Tosos. So he says, Raya Kamaisehi, Maidi Bayalam Bigama Mahulis Mahla, Kiloma Lismah Kedera Eitzo Dolphin Hakira She'ena Grufa. Right, the Gemara has a Shaila, what about Smicha, which means Smicha of a pot next to a range that's not Grufa. Shakira Mital Talasi, Umoshiva Nosa Agabi Karka. Okay, I don't know why all the Mishraim make a big deal about that. The Kiras are movable and you could put it on the ground, whatever. V'sava harav zal the afagav the ikal of frushe lebayon lemandom and lehashos tnan mahu lehashos besmicha ulemando amar lehachzir tnan mahu lehachzir besmicha. Right, the Rif holds that although we could have potentially said what Taisva says that lehachzir, that according to the opinion lehachzir tnan, we're asking mahu lehachzir besmicha. Afilu hachi kevan de amar tocha v'gaba hu de aser dimash mishum de ena ketuma hu de aser tocha v'gaba mashu de command amar lahashos nan nakit la labayan dila ingin chazara mari my ingin erik ketuma afil be ketuma tocha aser de hachi amar chalbo. Okay, I just gave you a whole mouthful. I guess I'm going to tell you what this mouthful said. And that will be what the Ran says. Basically, the Ran is explaining the Rif's proof as follows. The Rif says, I prove as a matter of halacha that, as a matter of halacha, the Rif says, I prove that lishos, right? That's what the Rif says. Here's an extra gemara if anyone likes, if you're an old-fashioned Jew like me and you like actual books, that's an actual book. So, the Ran is saying like this. The Rif's proof is that you cannot possibly say, you cannot possibly say that the Gemara's question is about Hachazara. Remember, the Gemara says, Mahu Lismoch, can I put the pot near the oven, outside of the oven? Taisvah said, that means, can I do Hachazara outside the oven? Can I take the pot, to pick it up, put it back? Zuck the Ran, Tosis' explanation that we're talking about Hachazara makes no sense. Because the Gemara phrased it that Tocha and Gaba is permitted. But we want to know, what about Smicha? One second. Tocha and Gaba is permitted. Tocha by Hachazara is never permitted. So Zokt the Ran, it can't be that we're talking about smicha by chazara, because the way the Gemara says is that tocha is going to be okay. But if you, right, or excuse me, or tocha, I didn't say it correctly. Tocha is forbidden because it's not garf and katum, implying if it would be garf and katum, tocha would be permitted. If it's hachazara, so tocha could not be permitted ever, even if it is garf and katum. Ms. Stepansky, how is Judaism?
Definitely spoke about how Judaism was.
Sort of. Yeah, how is the round? The round's okay. Do we have to repeat it? We're good?
Just from the fact that says that, like, tocha and gaba would be mutter, obviously means that it can't be a bana chazara. Otherwise, it would be usur. No,
that's
what.
Right, exactly. Even if it's garaf and katum, hachazara is usur by tocha. So that's why the Rif rejects Tosis's explanation. We're good? And then the Rif, and then the Ran is. Basically, the Ran's rejection, or the Ran sets it up, that how does Tosis deflect the Rif's proof? But according to the Ran, the Rif's proof is that Tocha is never permitted by Hachazara. So how can you say that we're talking about smicha by hachazara? We can't possibly be talking about hachazara at all, because we say that hachazara is mutter betocha, and hachazara is never mutter betocha. That's what the Rif says.
Doesn't the whole point that smicha is not betocha?
Well, smicha is not betocha, but the Gemara implies that we have a question about smicha, but tocha and gaba is for sure permitted. If it's garif and katum, if the coals are covered, so it's going to be permitted. So the Rif explains that the Ran explains that the Rif's proof is a proof from, I don't know if we could say language, or it's a proof from the case. The case cannot be about Hachzara. The Rif's second proof, which is what Michal had, the Ran also deflects. At Visayi Lamose too, he further proves it. The fact that the Gemara says, "May have Allah Tashma, etc., Kirish Isikua, Devade Hachbraisa Mukacha, Mukacha Behedya, that Shehiya requires Garf and Katum, like we say, Beferish, Ein Mashalaya Unken Gruf and Ktuma. V'achokim on omrim in braisa hachitanya ukereb Yehuda asya. Right? Says the Ran that the Rif second proof is a pretty good proof, but Tosfos, or those who disagree with the Rif, would deflect it and say, yeah, we're going according to Reb Yehuda on that braisa. If you remember, we had in the Gemara that we did last time, which was super complicated, and apparently I lost everyone. Usually I only lose like 90% of the students. I actually was zocha to lose 100% of the students last time, which is an unbelievable thing. But the idea is that the Ran is saying that line in the Gemara that says clearly that Shehiyah is only mutter when it's garif and katum, Tosfos would reject that by saying, yeah, that line is going according to the opinion of the Tana Reb Yehuda, who is anyway against our Mishnah. But if you remember in the long piece of Gemara that we read last time, we had a Machlokes Remei and Reb Yehuda. So Reb Yehuda is kind of off the charts. Right? The boat has sailed, he ain't on it. Like, that's Reb Yehuda. So the Ran is saying that Tosfos would reject that, etc. Okay, so let's just review what we're up to. Very simple. Take one sentence. Tosis says we pass in Lechananya. Right? The Rif says I don't pass in Lechananya. The Rif has two proofs. And Tosfos, the Ran, rejects both of his proofs. If you look in Rabbi Willig's Sefer, as Rabbi Willig's Shir assistants probably should do, if you look in Rabbi Willig's Sefer on page 31, he has like a Lumdisha approach, this Machlokas Tosfos and the Ran. We're not going to do that now. Let's turn to the Rush. Rabbi Usher ben Yechiel is the father of the Tor. The Rush is actually very important in the history of Halacha because he lived in both Ashkenaz and Sfarad. The Rush moved.
Huh? Or one support Ashkenaz and the Tor. And he's half Sfarad.
And he's half Sfarad. But if you ask me which week in Jewish history would I have loved to be at, when the Rush moved from Germany to Spain, apparently he spent a week in the Rashba's house in Barcelona. And they like spoke and learning for like a whole week. Now, this is like when the worlds come together. So I would have loved to be a fly on the wall for that conversation. The Rush is also very important because like there's this book, the Tosfos HaRush. So that's really important because Tosfos HaRush is basically the copy of Tosfos that the Rush carried with him. That means when the Rush goes to Spain, he's bringing Tosfos, which is the Tosfos HaRush. So if you want to know which, when the Rashba and the Ritva, they call Tosfos, they didn't have the Tosfos that are printed on the pages. Some printer decided to print. There's like 30, 40 different editions of Tosfos. And different, if you read Orbach, his book, The Bali HaTosfos, so he tells you which Masechta, who wrote the Tosfos on which Masechta. There is Tosfos HaRush on like pretty much all of Shas, but it's not on the printed page.
In the Ozer Hadar, it's in the back.
Like I think in Masechta Shabbos, the Tosfos is like the Tosfos Tuch, and in different Masechtas, there are different authors of the Tosfos. That's why my 11th grade Rebbe, he was actually 100% right. I didn't appreciate anything he was saying. I once asked him a Stira and a Tosfos. Says you can't ever ask a Stira and Tosfos because they're different authors. Right, in different Masechtas, right. So that's a really important point. There's no such thing as a Stira and Tosfos between different Masechtas. It's basically the documentary hypothesis on Tosfos. Right, that's the basic idea. Okay, turn to the Rush. Do you know what the documentary hypothesis is?
Yeah.
Good, okay, fine. That would take us too far afield. Okay, turn to the Rush. It's Simon Aleph in the Rush. Perikimel Simon Aleph. So the Rush is as long as the Golos. This Rush goes on and on and on. And he discusses all the proofs, whether I hold Lechananya, I don't hold Lechananya. So the Rush writes, Ubishvil Sherabu Hadeyos. It's like five lines before Simon Bey's in the Rush. Right? Bishvil Sherabu Hadeyos. It's like a period.
Yeah.
Since there are lots of opinions about this, v'Yisrael adukin b'mitzvos oneg Shabbos, v'lo yishma'u lahachmir, hanach lahem k'minog shenahagu al pi aposkin Chananya. Okay, who wants to explain that line to me?
Since we're so busy with like our oneg Shabbos and having to go through
for Baruch Hashem to Chananya. Exactly. Right? There's a lot of opinions over here, but Klal Yisrael's aduk in oneg Shabbos. It's like a very firm way of saying, yeah, you have this minhag. I'm not exactly sure if this minhag is correct or not, but I'm going to be like Reb Lev Yitzchak Bardetcha. I'm going to say, oh, such halagi yidin. They want oneg Shabbos. They want hafud on Shabbos. Right? And therefore, hanach lahem Yisrael, leave the Jews like the minhag that they follow Chananya, that they leave food on an open fire once it's a third cooked. That's the minhag of Yidden. Now, does that mean that we should do this or should not do this? Should I leave food on an open fire?
Sounds like he's being lonely to chus. It doesn't sound like he's being lonely to chus, but it just, I mean, it doesn't sound like they're doing this practice and trying to explain it. It sounds like were we to put this practice in place, nobody would follow it, so we may as well just do Chananya.
Okay. In other words, so if you have a wonderful Orthodox Jewish woman, and she comes to ask you a question. Can I leave food on an open fire? Rav Soloveitchik tells a story that a couple once came to get divorced. And the conversation was, the wife said, no, the husband said that my wife is being mechalal Shabbos because she leaves food on an open fire when it's a third cooked. And and that, right, that's what the husband's saying. She's mechalal Shabbos. And she said, well, this is what my mother did. Right. So the minhag is like Hananya. But what should you tell the couple? Like, moving forward, what should you do? So again, so moving forward, go to a marriage therapist. That's a different conversation. But what should you do moving forward? So what would the Rosh say? Halacha l'maisa.
Probably if you can be machmir, not like Hananya, that would be
best. It's better to be machmir, not like Hananya. We're only make on like Hananya because the Jewish people have done this, and leave the Jewish people alone, right? It sounds like Hanach Lahem Yisrael Mutav Shu Shogigin Vayihum Mesidim. Right? It's better to violate the Shogig than violate the Mezid. Right? That seems to be the way the Rush says it.
But how do you square that when someone's asking you a Shiloh? Like, do you assume that when someone's asking you a Shiloh, they've expressed that they care enough such that you tell them to ask it against Hananya? Or we assume that even if I were to tell them Hananya, if I were to tell them Hananya, it'd be hard for them to tell them Hananya.
Right? So you got to know your crowd. I mean, the Rush is saying that the people might not listen. You're saying that if, you know, if it's a woman in Stern College and she's taking your Hilchos Shabbos class and she'll definitely listen, then you should tell her not like Hananya. But if it's just someone that you meet in the street, I think that's the way the Rush says it. Certainly, this is the way the Mishnah Brura says it in the Rush. Right? If you look in the Mishnah Brura, here it's Simin Reishnun Gimel Se'if Aleph. The beer halacha that begins mutar with smachla. One second. No, it's the wrong one. It's the wrong one. It is the beer halacha. The beer halacha it's on page 42 in the old Mishnah Berurahs. The bir halacha in Reishon Gimel Sif Aleph that begins v'nahagu lahakel kisfar achrona. The bir halacha di Ramasa v'nahagu lahakel. It's going to be on page 42 in the, I think in the Dir Shul also it's on the same page number, isn't it? Right, which is, that's 42. Chof Aleph and Bet. We're good. The Bir Halacha v'Nahagu Lahakel. You have it? So Zuck, remember, there are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. The first opinion is like the Chachmei Sfarad, that we do not follow Hananya. The food has to be fully cooked to live on an open fire. The second opinion is the Yesh Omrim, which is basically the Taisus, that you could leave food on an open fire once it is Macho Ben Drusai. Tosis, by the way, as a matter of conviction, Paskin say Hananya. The Rush is not Paskin like Hananya as a matter of conviction. The Rush is saying, even if I'm going to Paskin like Hananya, it's because that's what the minig is, right? It's not a matter of conviction. So that's the Bir Halacha. V'nahagu l'hako kisvar achrona. I am Bebes Yosef Shehera Charbe Be'ilash De Deos, Behetik Divrei Harosh, Shakosav, Dibne Shesra Dukim Mitzis Onik Shabbos, Ubavadai Lo Yishmulanu, Alkain Hanach Lahem Yisrael. Right, that since Klal Yisrael is, right, he quotes the Rush. It's interesting, actually, the Bir Halacha citation of the Rush is Ubavadai Lo Yishmulanu. And the way the Rush says it, it doesn't have the word bevadai, which I did not notice until like right now. I actually think I might have something to say about that, but let's read on. So the Bir Halacha quotes the Rush, Mashma mizeh, dirak mishum zeh, lo ratzel limchos. Right? It's only because Klai Yisrael Zaduk Mitzvah is on the Shabbos, that's why he doesn't want to protest. V'chein Beis Yosef Gufa Mashatik Dei Rishon Abistom Abadei Ashnei B'shem Yoshem Yesh Omrim Mashat Gam Kein Daito Nilte Lahachmir. Right? So the Bir Halacha is saying that the Rosh is not convinced that you should be Mekel. The Beis Yosef sounds like the main opinion is that you should be Machmir. Mikol Makom Ein Banu Koach Limchos B'mekilim Shekvar Nohagwa Am Ki Yesh Omrim. So the Bir Halacha basically is saying, do not leave food on the open fire if it is only one third cooked. Do not follow Hananya. He's saying it because even the Mekilim, even the Rush, is only saying because Bivadai lo yishmu lanu. Chazonish, Simen Lamed Zayin Osir Aleph, I believe. Chazonish says, he doesn't say it in these words, but I'll say it in these words, and I'll tell you the way the Chazon Ish actually says it. In Siman Lamed Zayin Os Gimel, excuse me, Chazon Ish writes that the Rosh is not saying that we follow Hananya only because Klal Yisrael is Nohig that way. What the Rosh is really saying, says the Chazon Ish, is Hanach Lahem LeYisrael Im Einom Neviim B'nei Neviim Heim. Right, there are two statements in Chazal that begin Hanachlan LeYisrael. There's Hanachlan LeYisrael Mutav Shu Shogin Bayu Mizidin. Right, that better to violate an avera inadvertently than deliberately. Then there's Hanachlan LeYisrael Im Eino Neviim B'nei Neviim, which means it's a matter of conviction. They got it right. That the minhag is machria the shayla. I have two opinions. I'm not sure how to paskin. The fact that Klal Yisrael is nohig one way tells me that I paskin the way Klal Yisrael is nohig. This is, by the way, worth $3 million because this is a kula from the Chazon Ish. Right? The Chazon Ish is saying that as a matter of halacha, it's inflation. I used to say $1 million. That's your point?
No, it's like a shock in the modern style on your day.
That when the Maharshal gets something right, it's like, wow. Yeah, like there are three big losers in Shulchan Aruch, no? The Bach, the Maharshal, and the Lavosh. Like, the Mamish never win. It's like the Shach, if we ever follow Maharshal, that's like historic. Okay. So, we found a kula in the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is saying, actually, whatever.
He said, Machmir on Bnei Yisrael.
So if you read Benny Brown's articles about the Chazon Ish, or Benny Brown has that whole book about why you published like 15 years ago about the Chazon Ish, it's like a 600-page book, it's like really good. So in that book, he tries to show, he has an article called The Chazon Ish as a Critic of Haredi Orthodoxy. And then he also has this book where he tries to show that the impression that people have of the Chazon Ish is like such a machmir is not really correct. In this case, we see that.
Jesus,
no, not even. I don't. Not that I read. It's like a 600-page book. I have no idea. But the point is, the Chazon Ish is saying Azoi. There's a machlokes haposkim. You have a bunch of poskim on one side who are machmir, a bunch of poskim who are mekel, usually in deference to the God's was of the machmirim, we would be machmir. You have like an equal machlokas. So you say, okay, these people, they're like super talmidei chachamim. It's the she'otos, it's the riff, it's the rambam. We should follow them. But on the other hand, you have a minhag. So the minhag is like Klal Yisrael paskind. Right? Again, this is like Jacob Katz makes this point all the time, that the Rishonim and the poskim and Ashkenaz treat minhag like it's a halachic authority. Right? The fact that people do something has halachic weight. We're not going to say that everyone is wrong. So the Chazon Ish's Hanach Lahem Yisrael in the Rush is very different than the Mishnah Berurah's. Right? The Mishnah Berurah is saying, don't be mekel. And the Chazon Ish is saying, no, the Rush really holds you should be mekel. So if the Chazon Ish is right, so then the Pashta says you should definitely be Mekel. However, I want to show you a Rashi, two Rashis, maybe three. Rashi writes as well. Rashi on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. V'rav Sheshes. It's like a little more than halfway down. One second. Okay. You see, the Rashi begins V'rav Sheshes. Okay. Whatever the Gemara is about is not so relevant for us. Mishum de lo maasin lo behedja hakar mushari, kama, whatever. Va'anad de mashin and kadeira ugabi kira, shena grufa. Right? So Rashi has like two roles. Now Rashi is a mufarish on chas, and Rashi is also a posek. So Rashi now says, we who do this, we leave paths on a flame, on a stove that's not grufa, to not adchananya samchinon, hoyo otnan stam masnis and kavose. Right? Translate those words in Rashi. We rely on Hananya, the Hananya Samchinon. Right? That means that's closer to the Mishnah Berurah's read of the Rush or to the Chazanish's read? To the Mishnah Berurah's. No, like we happen to rely on Hananya. Right? We who do this, we're relying on Hananya. So Rashi sounds like it's not really mutter as a matter of conviction, etc. But there, and I have a little bit of proof to this because there's a couple of other Rashis that sound like the food has to be mavushal kol tzarko in order to permit shehiyah. Right? For example, Rashi and Lamed Dalet on the base. Rashi Lamedala Mabez Diva Maso Gezera. It's like the last wide line at the top. Rashi writes Gezera Shamichat Begacholim, Misha Hashecha. You might stoke the coals after it's dark. Shibolavasha Kadera, Shalo Bishla Kol Tzarka, etc. But Rashi says that the concern is that you might stoke the coals on the pot that is not fully cooked. Whoa, Rashi, dude! Fully cooked? Right? You know, it doesn't have to be fully cooked. Michael Ben Trusai is enough. It seems to me, again, this is Judaism according to me, but it seems to me that Rashi's saying, yeah, it really has been Mavushal Kol Tzarko. We don't paskin lechananya. We paskin lechananya. So Rashi says, yeah, but as a matter of conviction, I don't really paskin lechananya. Right? So what I would argue is that even if the Chazon Ish is right, that the Rush does not mean, or even if the Chazon Ish is right, that the Rush paskins like Hananya is a matter of conviction, but I found Rashi, who is paskin like Hananya as a matter of default, not conviction.
Could you argue that Rashi is really holding like these? I mean,
explain.
It's like a strange thing to say it like that. But meaning, because he says, meaning it's like more than just like a.
We rely on Hananya because we have a Stam Mishnah. Yeah, I mean, maybe. But I just think the word Samchinon is. Like very indicative that like just we're relying on it. Yeah, there's a Stam Mishnah, but we also have like 17 proofs back and forth. Stam Mishnah means it means a Stam Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches.
We explain Mishnah like that because we pause
it. No, he's saying that we follow Hananya because there is a Stam Mishnah like Hananya. That's what Rashi says. Right?
It sounds like more like.
But there's a Stam Mishnah like Hananya, and there might be seven rayas in the Gemara against Hananya. But we rely on Hananya because there's a Stam Mishnah. Again, it's not absolutely, you know, proof that Rashi is saying it. But what I would argue is that I have two major shitas of Rishonim, and then they have one shita of Rishonim, or two shitas of Rishonim that may or may not be in between. Right? We have the Taisus who paskins like Hananya as a matter of conviction, the Rifu paskins against Hananya as a matter of conviction. They're both bringing rayas back and forth from the Gemara. right? Where Tosfos says, oh, the fact that the Gemara really doesn't sound like me and still says it is a raya that, right, Ria for Hananya. But then we have like these Shitos who perhaps are by default following Hananya, because the minhag is that we do this, or we happen to rely on this, right? Whether that's the Rush, whether that's Rashi, maybe it's nobody, right? The Chazon Ish might say that everybody really holds like, or all of the Rishonim and Ashkenaz really hold like Hananya as a matter of conviction. So this is just a basic summary of the sugya, whether you can leave food on an open fire and the food is not fully cooked. The Ramah says the minhag is lahakel. But again, when the Ramah says the minhag is lahakel, we have to know how to read Ramahs. Right? The Ramah is a posek, but the Ramah is also reflecting just what people did. Right? Sometimes the Ramah will himself say, yeah, people do this, but don't do it. Right? Right? That, we saw that Ramah about... Exactly. By passing like the Ran. Right? The Ramah says, yeah, the minig is like the Ran. Now, again, the Ramah doesn't make that point over here, but it's not abundantly clear. Okay, questions, comments, observations? We're good? Okay.